You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. $500,000 in grants is up for grabs for small businesses in northern Michigan impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. About that same amount is also available through a new loan program from the state. Matt McCauley is the CEO of Networks Northwest, an organization serving the 10-county region of northwest lower Michigan. He says those funds aren't nearly enough for all the demand in the region, but it's a start. I asked McCauley which businesses are the most likely to get approved for one of those grants.
The scoring will be based on, one, do they meet the core eligibility? So 50 employees or less, how the capital is being used, that's to be used for working capital. And then the other stipulation brought forth by the state of Michigan was that the business must be in what they deem a high impact area. So those for our region are those businesses that are located on commercial corridors that have water, sewer, broadband, and surrounding land use that's congruent to commercial activity. And then the other pieces of the scoring criteria will look at the ratio of the ask to how many employees the business has and the industry that the business is in. The Michigan Small Business Relief Fund is not intended to be the end-all, be-all for small business assistance in the region. It's intended to be one resource of many for small businesses to help where we can to keep doors open and keep employees on the payroll.
Matt, how is the government, both at the federal level and the state level, going about setting priorities to support businesses in our state and region?
The COVID-19 outbreak triggered policy decisions at both a state and federal level that have impacted all businesses throughout all industries. It's not just the retail sector or just the manufacturing sector or just restaurants and bars and so on and so forth. It really is small and large businesses across the country. And that's where this maybe differs from the recession of 2009, where you saw a lot of programming that was industry specific. And I anticipate that many of the programs and resources coming down the pike from both Lansing and DC will be far more generalized than what we saw in 2009 with that recession.
Talk to me a little bit about how Northern Michigan in particular is unique to the rest of the state, because a lot of people come up here as tourists. A lot of people even come up here as seasonal workers. How is this going to impact that area of our economy?
This economic disruption is full of hardship for both businesses and households across the region, across the state, and across the country. There's no denying that. But for those areas like Northwest Michigan that have a greater dependency on tourism, I think that we are going to be harder hit. This is the time of year that many households would normally be sitting around the kitchen table and planning out their family vacations. And oftentimes those vacations and those visits are to Northwest Lower Michigan. And many households right now are simply unable to think about the plans necessary for those vacations in 2020. So I think that our region is going to be disproportionately impacted as compared to other regions across the state.
What about seasonal residents? There's a lot of people with summer homes up here that just spend the summers up in northern Michigan. Are they coming up? Are they going to hire the seasonal workers that would typically, you know, maybe put a dock in? How is that going to be impacted?
I think that's going to be impacted quite a bit. However, we don't know right now to what extent that there are many individuals in warmer climates right now that are thinking about, okay, do we postpone our plans? Do we shelter in place for a given amount of time, or do we look for alternative arrangements completely to be closer to family members? It's likely a household-by-household decision, but certainly the conversations are being had and will be felt in Northwest Michigan, because we do have a number of households that are seasonal.
I thought it was interesting. You said some companies are hiring right now, and that's maybe something that most people don't realize. What sort of companies are hiring right now?
Yeah, it's somewhat counterintuitive, but given the nature of the economic disruption right now, and that the base cause is in public health, we have a couple of different companies within the region that are actually seeing an increase in business. I mean, what comes to mind are certain retail and grocery operations. Many of those are in need of additional help right now. And also we have a number of manufacturers who produce a product that is in higher demand right now or are part of an upstart that is meeting demand right now. So those are also some different company types that might be hiring.
Matt McCauley, CEO of Networks Northwest. Matt, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for your time.